Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Previously on We're Alive.
I followed those two back to where they came from.
And where are you now?
I'm outside their, well, shopping center right now.
East Tower! Light up the rooftop to my left!
Holy shit!
You pussy!
Michael, I'm under fire!
I see you!
Come on! Start, damn you!
No, you're what? I can't hear you, it's breaking up!
Oh, fuck!
You may have lost Saul.
Wait, what?
Okay. Everyone, stand back. Come on!
We did it!
No, Bert, you did it!
Well, it is my generator.
Hey, boys!
Holy shit!
As some of you know, we had a run-in with another group of survivors out there. I followed them back to their home, a few miles north, northeast. They have fortified a little strip mall. These maulers, there's a lot of them. All right, they have at least 100 or so, and they're heavily armed and well supplied. Hard to know how many exactly.
I get it now. I know how they're coming after us. Behind closed doors, hiding in the apartments, something's drawing them to us. We think it has something to do with our smell. Michael, you need to come see this.
There isn't anything outside. All the bodies are gone.
You think that zombies from all over go back to one location? And you want to find this place? What the fuck? In the 10th Mountain Division, we used to carry these little locators for when we were on foot through thick terrain. They sell a civilian model in most camping stores.
Kelly, what is going on? What is that?
What's what?
There are two people in the stairwell. They want in. Come on, let's let them in before something hears them.
Wait!
Bert, what's wrong?
Whatever you do, don't open that door.
God, all we want to do is talk. We have a proposition for you.
I just know that this is a bad idea.
Are you sure we don't know each other?
See, we were sent by Mr. Durai with a proposition. He was wondering if he might be able to establish a relationship with you all on this tower and maybe relocate some of our personnel. What else do you have in here? I'm sure we can help you people out.
We need some time first to think about it. You can go back and tell that to your boss, okay?
See you around, Angel.
They were sizing us up.
Oh, you caught that.
They were trying to find out what kinds of things we have in the tower.
This is not good. The water's off.
Well, I was thinking the water pump, which supplies us water, might work if we hook up a generator to it.
Wait. We're driving this?
Hey, it's small, but a four-door with a good amount of space in the trunk.
There it is! The water pumping station.
That little thing?
There's a lot underground. Comes directly from the Colorado River. At least, I think it does. Looks clear.
Stay on guard. That just might mean they're all inside.
There! The control room is up there!
You smell that?
Smell what?
I thought I smelled one of them.
The door's been broken in!
That's you, get behind me! Wow, it's completely destroyed. It's been ripped off the hinge!
Shh!
Something's inside there.
bodies were survivors. They were just recently killed.
Look, the pumping station has power.
How the hell is that possible? These people were running the water. Maybe the power too. That's why we had water for so long. It's coming through the wall! Run for it! Hurry!
Careful, Michael! Those pressure things could explode!
I'm gonna pull! Come on, I can't make it through that!
Michael, behind us! Angel, did you see what happened to Michael?
Hey, check this out!
A bow? You know how to use that?
I'm a pro archer, remember? A shot from this in the right spot, I could pin that monster's feet to the floor.
Those locators on the zombies we tagged are gonna shut off soon. We're finishing this, and then we'll go back. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Quiet, you two. I heard something move over there behind the car.
You know, I can hear you. If you're gonna kill me, just be quick. Just be quick.
No, come on out here.
Oh, man, look at this guy. You look like you've gone through hell.
I think he's lost his mind.
That too. Sir, where are the people you were with?
Dead. Probably dead.
We might as well take him with us.
Wait. Why are we going this way? Why are we going this way? We can't go this way. We can't. I don't want to die! I don't want to die! I don't want to die!
There it is. I can see where the other trackers are. These ones are still attached to zombies.
Give me that thing. Let me see. They all seem to be exiting from that doorway.
Most of the ones we tagged all came back to the same location.
What is that place?
Don't you two watch hockey? That's the Southwest Eels Arena.
Riley, quick! He fell through the floor! Shit! I can't get a clear shot!
Datu!
They're not fighting me! They're what? Going after him.
The hole Datu fell through. There was like some paper or something over the hole. I couldn't even tell.
Serious?
Yeah.
You think one of them put it there like a trap? Wouldn't be the first time.
Oh my god. Is that one dragging?
Yeah.
It's dragging a body behind him.
Angel, that's not trash.
Well, we know where they take their dead.
They just put them all in one big lump?
We're gonna bring Datu home, Riley. I promise. We're not leaving this place without him.
I didn't die. Or become one of them. A lot of it was really hazy. Only flashes, really. Being dragged towards some building. Next seeing the light of the doorway fade away. By the time I saw the inside, I realized I was in the old hockey stadium. Inside was dark except for bits of light from the setting sun or small fires scattered here and there. Suddenly, I was being dragged upstairs, my head colliding with every step along the way. I turned the corner and I was thrown into a pitch black room.
Someone else in here?
As my eyes adjusted, a big blob turned into an overweight man, unconscious and on his side. Next to him, a beautiful young woman came into view.
Three of you? There's only two.
You caught that.
What happened to the third? They took him away?
They like to play rather than eat right away. Look out the window. See for yourself.
Down on the platform that was once covered in ice was now a pit, surrounded by small fires and piles of human and animal bones. The center of the rink, empty, except for the deep dark red stains covering the ground.
Believe you me, once you get in here, there's no way out. They made it like that.
I wandered around trying to find some sort of inspiration. But there wasn't much left in the room. Bits of trash on the floor, a half-broken chair, and a table that was screwed onto the ground. I was beginning to think she was right. Maybe there was no way out of here.
Look! The window may be solid plastic, the door solid wood, but this wall is
just blast her.
But that'll take forever.
Not if you help me. Now come on, we'll take shifts. I thought I heard something.
See anything down there?
There's hundreds of them gathered around the reek. Wait, looks like there's one in the center. His skin is all weird looking.
Get away from the window. We need to get through this now.
I don't understand. What?
They're coming.
Two. Get over here!
I think he's hurt.
What? Another one?
Don't leave me here. I think I can walk.
Go to the door! Don't look back! It's plexiglass. Shoot it. We're out of bullets! Break! Damn you!
Listen. Outside. You hear that?
The Hummer! There! They heard it!
Angel, they're not going to make it in time.
Then you know what you have to do. Take that thing down.
Two cars there, or you'll set off the tripwire.
The what?
Tommy and I set up a little wire along the perimeter after you left. Anyone who gets too close, alarm goes off. We needed something extra while so many of us were gone. What the hell? Some turkey didn't shut the front door.
Shh. It's an alarm.
Sounds like the one we set up. We didn't trip it.
You sure?
Well, we went right through the green cars. That's our go zone. There's no wire there.
Something else set it off.
It's coming from that way. Around the corner.
He stood there with his back towards us, only turning his ear slightly, looking at us out of the corner of his eye. Then he put his hands up in the air.
This guy doesn't look familiar.
That's Paul. All right, he lives on the fourth floor. He always dresses like that. It's
Paul. Turn around!
Bert, we don't have time for this.
Move!
Damn it! Hurry! I put two in its chest, right in the heart.
It wasn't enough.
The man in the pinstripes rose instantly to his feet. His face became visible as he looked down on us, standing at least 6.5 feet tall. There wasn't a patch of skin left on his body that wasn't colored with one tattoo or another. His bright green eyes squinted as his grin extended to show the crooked and broken pieces of his remaining teeth.
He's running! Get him before he reaches the window.
Damn it!
Goddamn zombies are playing games with us now. What the hell's next?
Well, I don't know. We just gotta play it careful, is all.
Yeah, well, at least someone should know this. Who broke into Bert's room?
Wait, someone broke in here, too?
What? There's more?
Yeah, Riley's shop was.
Serious?
What'd they take?
Food.
Kalani told us bits and pieces of what he knew, but what exactly happened to him was a big mystery.
What's Ground Zero?
That's where they think it all began. The first bitten. They came back with some weird stuff from there, never really made it to the center.
What kinds of things?
So these convoy runners were getting nauseous near a location in the city. Started finding unique, well, creatures. Some were really fast. Others could jump high. You get the picture.
Hey! I found some! Get Michael!
Whose room is this?
Tommy's. He was in charge of Riley's shop while she was gone. Looks like he was swiping from the store.
Michael, they're talking about replacing you.
They're what?
People are blaming you for all of this. They think that you sent everyone on some crazy, worthless mission to find where they are and just...
We don't know how we're going to feed ourselves to the end of the week. We've been robbed so blind. I'm doing everything I can right now. What else do you expect of me?
Something else to focus on. Something, well, fun.
Well, what do you have in mind? Starting day after tomorrow, we'll have more convoys go further out and find more supplies. We will make it through this.
Wait, so why are we waiting? Why not just start first thing in the morning?
We need a day off.
Does anyone know what tomorrow is? It's the 4th of July.
Well, why don't we celebrate it? Take a day off, have some fun.
I think Michael has a great idea.
Why don't we take a vote? Those who think we should doodle and waste our time, raise your hand.
Apartments were emptied out and made into lounges or dance floors. After everyone showed up and started enjoying themselves, I saw something I hadn't in a long time. Smiles.
Bottoms up.
The night continued into the early morning, and so did everyone else. A few went to bed. Most everyone else just kept going. They had a lot to let out.
We could what?
That's the alarm.
What?
Tommy, what's going on?
Would you let me speak? It's not the zombies.
What? I looked on the monitor. Small lights danced around the perimeter of the tower. Whoever held the flashlight stayed in the dark, except for a single woman standing amongst a group of people, all holding lights. A large figure got out of a small car behind her.
Look who's here! Old Scarface! That bitch is holding up a sign.
It's a number. 18. What the hell does that mean?
Look, she has a CB radio with her. She means channel 18.
Go ahead. Dial us in.
It's already on 18.
What?
Should we answer?
Tommy, you sure it was on 18?
Yeah, it was.
Would you call him already?
No, no. This is bad, Bert. This is really bad. They know we're in no condition to fight them.
How the hell would they know that?
Because someone in the tower already talked to him.
Michael, how the hell is that possible?
Bert, look, I'm telling you. I had the channel set at 20-something when I talked to Saul. And again when I radioed back for y'all to come and get me at the waterworks. So I'm damn sure we didn't change it.
But call... Is that the people you told us about? The Maulers?
Who am I speaking with?
What's your name?
It's Darai.
What is it you want?
Looks like you're having such a good time in there. I was hoping to take you up on the invitation of your friend shouting out the window.
The answer is no.
Perhaps you should reconsider. We have a lot we can offer you. Supplies, support, think about it.
I don't trust them, Michael.
I'm afraid it's too late.
Shots fired!
Where did those come from?
They're shooting at us!
Third floor! Second window on the left! Lee Harvey! Up there!
Hey, someone else took the shot. That was not us.
That was a big mistake, Michael. See you real soon.
Ah! They're ramming the parking gate!
Please!
Help! He needs cover fire!
So I can shoot now?
What are these things you're making?
Molotov cocktails, my dear. Want more? They're trying to sneak in.
Yeah.
They're coming up the west side, right? I'll tell the others upstairs. Maybe they can knock off some of the ladders.
Why don't more people come down and help?
We don't have enough ammo or guns for more than us. It's better if they stayed out of the way up there. I doubt the Maulers have any ladders that could reach any higher than the second, third floor.
Get down!
I threw in a freaking pipe bomb!
Bill, where are you, man?
Just hold on, Bill. Just hold on. It's gonna be alright. I'm sorry. He's gone.
To get up. I can't
do this on my own. I'm going in.
Right behind me.
Please,
Michael. Come on,
come on.
I am. Go. No.
There's someone.
They're coming from all directions. They got trucks with ladders on them.
Yeah. They got a fire engine.
Seal off the floors. Don't let the fire spread. There was a flesh biter on the roof across the way from us. It was hanging out where we ran our tests a few weeks back. It was a long, skinny one with rail-thin arms and legs. Suddenly, it crouched down and turned towards us.
What?
Jumper!
Tommy!
He's turned!
What? No, it can't!
Get him off me!
I guess you're not that good of a shot after all.
Saul? Saul? Bert, you shot him!
The fire! It's spreading this way! It's climbing! That's it! Game over, folks! We're seriously screwed here.
So we can't stay here anymore. We have to leave the tower.
Join us Monday, August 23rd, for the start of Season 2 of We're Alive.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth Tree Runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Dasher, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit, durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds travel shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of Tree Dashers, Runners, Pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.